Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Don't people have anything better to do than to cyber hack people?
No.
What is a ransomware attack on the city of Racine?
What?
Yes. So the entire city's website, email, and voicemail system and all their capabilities are down as of last night. And it started on Friday when a city employee opened an email that probably had some sort of a suspicious attachment or something on it, not knowing what it was, and it infected their whole system. Now, the mayor of Racine is obviously pretty miffed about this.
They've notified
the state and federal authorities, and he was like,
"Better get a new IT guy, brah."
But with these ransomwares, they do this with companies, and they'll encrypt a bunch of their files. Mm-hmm. Then they'll say, "Unless you pay us X amount of dollars, we're not going to give you access to all of these important files that you need to, you know, do your business."
I didn't realize these hackers never get caught. I thought when they threatened these cities or companies or businesses for millions of dollars that they were, you know, somebody in the internet out there, some internet police guy. In my mind, was going to go find them and hold them accountable. And then I realized, wait, these people like literally take millions from companies and then run away?
They could be anywhere. Yep. They could be in England. They could be in Russia. They could be anywhere.
Hacked.
Yeah.
Remember when Amazon, they got and then he was like, "I'm not paying for this." I mean, granted, it was a little different. But you know what? He was claiming exactly he knew who hacked him. But however, you know, I can't believe this happens and there's no way to catch them. I never knew that.
No.
Because it's just an address. It's not a person. It's just a number that could be anywhere in the world.
And they're using a clone from another IP address. Yep. So it's pinging around the world to different places. You have to, if you went and you traced it and worked really hard, you might be able to find it, but it's too much work. It's too much work.
Now, is Racine known for being like a rich area? Because I'm thinking, like, why would you hack Racine? Give us all your money, unless it's like White Folks Bay or something like that.
He says they're not getting a dime. He was like, "We're going to fix it on our own," which good for him.
You're
for
damn
fixing
right.
it on our own.
Even
we're not going to pay them
Racine,
money.
Imagine their budget. Google what the budget of Racine is.
Can't be much.
I disagree.
Compared to Milwaukee or huge cities.
Apples and oranges. Yeah, Racine's not a small city, though.
When you're a cyber hacker, you're gonna be able to get that money.
Go after any city, see if you can get them cash.
Oh, God, no.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Alley rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Jessica Simpson's telling it all because of this tell-all book. We learned that she had a problem with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And there was a lot going on. She had, you know, lost and gained weight. She lost like 100 pounds in 6 months or something crazy we talked about. Not even the juice of the book, though. That was just a side note. Well, now she talks about John Mayer and how they broke up and got back together nine times.
I forgot they were even a thing.
Nine times?
Because he did the same thing with her, with Katy Perry, with Jennifer Aniston. Like, you kept seeing break up, get back together, break up. Taylor Swift. I mean, who didn't write a damn song about John Mayer and his inability to commit? You know what
true.
I mean?
True.
I wonder if he's not the kind of guy that can't keep it in his pants. He goes and makes out with someone else. You get in a fight. He apologizes. Plays a song. And you're like, oh, okay, he won't do it again. And then he does it again. And then the same thing happens again. And then he writes a nice song for you. And then he sings for you.
Remember every guy I dated in my 20s who wasn't giving me what I needed, and I threw a fit, but I really liked him, but he didn't get it. He was just a moron, and he didn't have the ability to love a chick the way they deserve to be
now,
loved. And women get insecure, and then they break up and get back together, break up and get back together,
and now
break up and get back together.
And now that guy that you're talking about, add the fact that he's world famous, and he's a singer-songwriter.
So he's a real douche.
Super huge douche.
It's hard when he's just a regular 20-year-old at college.
Right? Imagine if he's John Mayer.
Oh, my God.
What a jerk. So Jessica Simpson and John Mayer got back together nine times.
She's dropping a lot of juice for this book, man.
Well, she has it.
She has.
And she's never talked about it.
I know.
And it doesn't matter anymore. If her and John Mayer broke up nine times. So bring it.
It's just another chapter.
I want to read this book. I don't know about y'all. Totally.
I do too.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley rewind.
What happened with you at this? I want to know what you were looking for that was so specific because you wouldn't tell us this yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so on Friday, being last minute Alley, which is how I roll, I work hard in the moment of stress, okay?
Yeah.
So I wanted to decided that I was going to get Pottery Guy an ice fishing cake. And let me just tell you how this is so classic with women and just people in 2020. Yes.
An ice fishing cake?
Any kind of cake with some little ice fishing guys on it.
Okay, okay.
So I Google tons of ice fishing ideas. You can put little Lego guys, make them fishing. It's just like props on a cake. Like, you know, a wedding cake has to a bride and a groom.
Yes.
It's going to have like little fishermen.
Do you have to drill a hole in the cake for like
you
to
could.
Represent the ice?
You could.
Oh.
Going down the middle.
Smart.
I'm going to make a cake. And this is how funny it gets because it starts at me making a cake. I'm going to make the cake.
You and baking? It's not going to happen.
It didn't. Trust me.
Okay, good.
But I'll get to that in a minute.
Good.
So I'm going to make a cake. I used to bake all the time, okay? I'm going to make a cake. And then, after I make this cake, I'm going to decorate it with these little ice fishermen that I'm going to find somewhere because it's Wisconsin, damn it.
I'm going to find somewhere.
Wisconsin, damn it.
Totally.
And somebody's got to play ice fishermen in this joint.
Okay.
Well, Walmart and Target, you got to order to get these little men that look like little ice fishermen to throw on a cake. They're like $10.
Yeah, you got to pre-order that stuff. You can't just go last minute for this.
Well,
you know?
I didn't know that.
Thank you,
Gibbons, because I went to a fishing store.
Uh-huh.
I went over to Sherper's over here by the radio station. I walked in. I said, I'm looking for something weird. I said, I need a little ice fisherman guy for the top of a cake. You got it or not? And she's like, no, you can put some cool lures on it. I go, what the hell's a lure? I don't even know what I'm doing here. And she goes, well, why don't you try Menards? I've seen Menards have stuff like that. And I went, okay, thank you so much. And then I went, is that a thing to like send somebody to a store that sells the same stuff as you? So I went to Menards, looked everywhere, toy section, fishing section, nothing. They're like, you should go. Where did they send me to? They said, oh, you should go to Target. And I'm like, why is everyone sending me to other stores? And I said, I've already been to Target. And I said, I'm not going to Cabela's. I could go to Bayshore, to Uncle Dan's. I'm not going to every ice fishing place just to find a stupid little figurine, okay? I'm just not. So it turned into no bake cake, no fishing dudes, and a cookie from Walmart this big that I put a candle in and nothing more because I never found the ice fisherman. But my question was, is it weird for businesses to recommend you go to another business just like themselves? As much as I love it, it makes me cringe.
I got sent on a goose chase once to three different stores for a blue candle. I was looking for specifically a blue candle.
See, something stupid like
yes,
that.
Yes, uh-huh. Because I needed it for a suicide prevention thing we were doing. I needed a blue candle. So
just
I went
blue.
To Walgreens, uh-huh. No blue candle.
Uh-huh.
I talked to them and they said, you could try the Hallmark store. Go to the Hallmark store, no blue candles. Well, you could try Joann Fabrics
didn't have
a blue candle.
They
had every other color, but the blue one was out.
Stop.
The blue one was out, and they go, I don't know what happened. We usually have blue candles like that.
Everybody's making a suicide prevention cake.
And everybody was, which is good for them.
It's great for them.
So then they sent me to Target, and I was like, why? What's this goose chase?
Little Harv had a blue birthday, and his mom, Cindy, down the way got too many blue candles, but I digress. But anyway.
All of them.
Some bitch has a blue wedding color.
Shut up, but I thought the same thing. I was like, I just keep getting sent to all these different places. I think the employee in the moment is like, where would I go next? Where would I possibly go?
Because it's super nice because they're being so helpful. But then this part of my gut goes, is it good business to send people to your competitor?
Teamwork, bro.
Is that bringing your karma back?
I think if you were rude about it, you would never go back to that place. But since they're helpful, like I would go back to the Hallmark store or Joann Fabrics because they were all nice in the moment and they offered a solution instead of, well, we don't have it. Sorry about you. I'm like, screw this place. I'm not going there anymore.
Totally.
They're not even going to offer to help or like check in the back even. No. Offered a solution rather than contributing to the problem. So
I would go back there. Okay, so you say it's cool when businesses
recommend
other businesses. It's like good karma juju. Well, I think it's funny that I was that ambitious.
And what the
heck? I was going to make a cake with the dudes on it at 10 a.m. By 9 p.m., I had a cookie from Walmart with nothing but a cake. I didn't even write his name on it.
Hashtag world's okayest girlfriend.
That's right.
I have a new title.
Yes.
It was world's okayest mom.
World's okayest everything. That's great.
That's amazing. I love this.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It might be the biggest film acquisition deal ever. Mm. Ever.
Huh?
Ever.
What
acquired
you mean?
By Disney. Disney bought the rights to Hamilton, the movie,
which is
coming out fall next year. The thing is, the movie, it's already been filmed. It's already done.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They filmed it with the original cast. The original cast, Lin-Manuel Miranda. They filmed it back in the day, and they got it all on screens. They wanted to have a video of it, and like a director did it, and they set it up. Three different live performances. They shot some other scenes without the audience to make it look awesome. So you can see Hamilton. You'll have amazing seats. You don't have to pay $500 for a seat or $100 for a seat, and it'll be on the big screen.
I have goosebumps. Okay.
Really?
When I heard this earlier, I assumed that they were going to make it into a feature film. I didn't know that it's literally going to be performance on stage, but perfect.
We watch that on Fox all the time when they remake. What are all the shows they've redone this year? The live Lion King, the live
Little Mermaid.
It's
yes,
the same
and everything.
Thing. You're watching it on TV or a movie.
Yeah, but
it's not the same to me.
It's not going to be the same to people who. It's $11 or $13 over $500, you still get to see it on a giant theater.
Saying because you haven't seen it.
I saw the original. I saw the Hamilton, the play.
Oh, well, then I don't get what the perk of seeing in the theater over the play is. That's where I was going.
Because you want to go see it again.
Because not everybody can pay that money for it. But I'm saying to see it on the giant screen, I think, is kind of a similar experience. I mean, it's not the same, but
I clearly disagree because I've seen real plays and I've seen plays on movies.
Well, you'd be able to see it a lot closer than you would in whatever seats you're sitting in.
True.
I think is what they're trying to aim for that.
I mean, Grease, I can get behind.
But Hamilton, no?
I don't know. I don't know because every other live version of these shows that they put on TV have been less than exciting
but
for
those
me.
Were live
and I love
this
Broadway
is,
plays
this is Hamilton
this is
they
Hamilton,
know what they're doing
man.
They know what
that
they're
was
doing
the Lion King bruh what's right we love the Lion King think about it it's a different experience it is I'm not saying they shouldn't do it
as this dance apple to oranges
is a cash cow
you mean
no,
the Lion
not,
King
though.
The play or the Lion King the remake movie which one are you talking about
I'm talking about
the
when
Lion
they put
King.
The play
yes the Lion King
on
play.
TV
oh okay
just like all the other, they've
the
been doing play after play on like TV the past 4 months.
I don't remember the Lion King being on that. That's why I was. Confused.
I thought it was okay. Then what was the last play on Fox?
It was
then?
The Little Mermaid. They did that
Fox.
One, right?
That's
perfect
what it was.
Example.
Yeah.
Yes. Any of those.
And that was stupid. The Little Mermaid was dumb. That one was not cool.
But this is not the Little Mermaid. This is Hamilton, and it's coming out fall of next year. It's a 2-hour and 40-minute movie, so it's long too.
Oh yeah.
If you haven't seen it, there you go.
Sign me up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Gibbons?
I newly single.
Yes. That's right. You got out of an unhealthy relationship.
Yep.
Got a new place, moved out.
Moved out, living down in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I have a very, very special friend coming to visit today.
Oh, yeah?
I was just chilling the other day, like Friday, Thursday last week, and my friend Jackie from New Jersey hits me up and goes...
Jackie. It's such a Jersey name. I love it.
Yep. Jacqueline, hey. Actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rye Guy. She calls me Rye Guy because I've known her since kindergarten. Hey, Rye Guy, what are you doing next Tuesday? I said, I don't have any plans. I got lots
next
of free
Tuesday.
Time.
It's funny.
And she's like, I'm going to come see you next Tuesday. I said, huh?
<It's funny. laughs>
She's like, okay. I got some business in town, so I'm coming out. I'm going to be there on Tuesday. I would love to see you. Now, this chick.
What does she do?
She works for an insurance company, right? Mm. But she travels all across the country and does weird promotional jobs. Like, she was in Philadelphia, and she was the Philly Fanatic, the mascot for the Philadelphia Phillies.
What?
For some promotion. She's been a mascot all over the place.
She's a marketing chick for an insurance company.
She's the actual person in these costumes?
Yep.
That's
all
awesome.
All over the place.
That's awesome.
So she's, like, here doing some, like, business work, but she's like, let's kick it and hang out.
It's like driving
the Wienermobile.
It is. Only it's different.
Exactly.
Is she a furry? Is she one of those?
She might be. I don't know. But I'm like super excited. I have not seen this girl, my prom date from high school in...
So she's not staying with you?
No. She's here on business. She's married, like happily married to a guy. Like she's totally cool, totally a friend. But I'm like so excited to hang out with her because it's a taste of Jersey. Mm-hmm. And Mama G hasn't seen her in... Probably
it's
since
taste
prom
of
night.
Home.
Probably since my prom night. By the way, I went to prom with her. Didn't get any. She had a boyfriend.
Of course not. You're too nice.
She had a boyfriend who was like 23 at the time, and they wouldn't let him go to prom. So she was like, she literally goes.
You were the backup.
I swear to God, she goes. I need a guy that's safe, and I know that you're safe. You want to go to prom with me? And I was like, all right, cool. We went to prom at the time of our lives, and now I get to reconnect. I'm very excited.
Jackie, was that the only girl you took to prom?
Yes, the only girl. My senior year.
I was like, were there any other names?
No.
Were there names of the chicks you took to prom? I'd love to hear this, Riggs.
I took. Oh, no, I took Jackie senior year.
Homecoming, what were their names?
I took Nikki junior year. But Nikki,
another Jersey name.
Nikki was a senior.
Yeah. Oh, I took Nicole. I took a Nikki to a prom.
I did a Nikki.
Yeah.
Was it the same Nikki? No, I'm just kidding.
No. I took Lisa to the sophomore cotillion. Now I'm thinking back to like dates to every dance.
I went to prom with a Jessica once.
Jessica, Lisa, Nikki, Jackie.
I went to homecoming with a Sarah.
Freshman year, the freshman dance though. I went with the most Jersey white trash name ever. I swear to God, Brenda. Brenda went, and you know what? The common,
it's like a Billy Joel song.
The common denominator here. I did not get any at any of these dances. Not once, not ever. I was always the safe guy.
You're the nice guy.
Always.
You're the backup. You're the buddy.
Well, guess what? Those days are... I'm kidding.
Don't freak Jackie out.
No, Jackie, it's all love. It's all fun and games. I can't wait to see you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So the Super Bowl is now behind us. Normally, you stop caring about the Super Bowl, but sometimes a player will do something interesting and it gets him in the news. So the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and this player from the Chiefs, his name is Derek Nady. Apparently, during the entire season while the Chiefs were playing, every time they won, he would donate money to the local Humane Society to get one of the dogs out and waive one of the adoption fees so these dogs could get homes. Well, now after they won the Super Bowl, he paid for more than 100 dogs across the entire state out, which is super awesome because he's been working very closely with the Humane Society and he cares a lot about dogs. So
dogs and kids, man.
See? Dogs and kids. You always win.
I talked to my friend that works in charity and she said all the money goes to dogs and kids. It's fascinating to see.
I feel terrible. I've got this image in my head because you said he just got the fees for 100 dogs. So I've got this dude just paying for 100 dogs to be freed into the wild.
Oh, come on.
Just letting them out.
All right, no, just
letting them out.
So somebody can adopt the dog and not have to pay the fee, which is nice. Although, and I do love that because then the dogs, even cheap people will then go adopt. But at the same time, you want someone who's going to pay the fee to know that they're going to be able to afford the dog and be responsible.
There is that too,
Does that make sense? Like, I always go to that spot in my mind sometimes because I love it. More dogs are going to get adopted.
No, it makes sense. But then it's somebody, because a dog is a responsibility. Some people don't understand that.
They don't. Yeah.
You think it's a present. No, a dog is not a present.
Cute.
That's like a couple steps down from a human being, man. You got to be able to take care of the dog, feed the dog,
go to your house a few times a day.
Yes, let the dog out. You can't just lock it in a cage all day. So
I started dating. That's like an issue. We have dogs.
Yeah. Dog time.
Leave your house for a long time.
No.
You know what I mean?
And as always, remember, adopt, don't shop.
Thank you.
That is true.
And spay and neuter your pets, as Bob Barker said.
You're damn right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I knew it. I just had to yell at Gibbons because he told our intern, who's broke, works 40 hours a week at Whole Foods and comes here for free.
Hey, man.
Get an iPhone. And I go, oh, yeah, because he's got that kind of money.
Hey, you go get a new one and they finance it. It's like $18 a month or something like that, man.
Go get a budget iPhone. Get one of the cheaper ones.
Come on, man.
Give me the times.
Is he eating nuts live on the air right now?
You're damn right.
What are you eating, Riggs?
I am eating Parmesan crisps.
He just kept eating while we were talking. I'm like, wait, is he not even trying to stop eating?
Riggs. No, I don't think so.
Come on, man.
All right.
Let's talk about cancer. Somebody that has cancer.
Stop putting food in your mouth.
What?
You're host or not, dude.
Jeez Louise.
Can you imagine Ryan Seacrest with a lollipop in his mouth on American Idol?
100%.
Never.
Hey, I've seen Seacrest eat many a times on the...
Shame on you.
Go ahead.
Shannon Doherty, we already knew that she had breast cancer. Now, we're talking about 90210 star from back in the day. If you were a 90s kid, maybe late 80s, you remember Luke Perry passed away. That was a shock to everyone.
R.I.P.
But Shannon Doherty has revealed that now she's at stage 4. She announced 3 years ago that she had cancer, breast cancer.
And she had beaten it. In remission.
She had done the chemo and everything, yes. And she said she doesn't really think she's processed it.
Yeah.
That she has been diagnosed with stage 4 because she was originally diagnosed in March of 2015, did the chemo, got done in February. So she's been cancer-free for, 3 years, I want to say? And then came back and was in remission. So, yeah. So Shannon Doherty announcing that she's in stage 4 breast cancer.
Now, I can't say the word I want to say, but just on the record, F cancer. Just on the record.
Amen.
I just have to say that.
Of course, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her from Charmed, too. Remember Charmed?
Oh my God, I forgot about that show.
A lot of Charmed younger people only know her from Charmed. Yeah. They don't know her from 90210. That's what's funny, because she got kicked off the cast because she was such a pain in the beat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude, I loved Charmed. Her, Alyssa Milano, and
Holly something.
Oh my God.
What's her name? Everyone's texting to 71037.
I can picture
Holly
her face.
Holly Combs.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks, Google.
One of the three.
Thanks, exactly. Google.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Do you still get lit up with solicitors and scam robocalls on your phone all the damn time? It comes in waves. Yep. Like, it'll come for a while, and then it leaves for a while, and then it comes back for a while. But I think I've narrowed it down to three scams that I get all the time that I think everybody gets.
Did they actually go to your phone? Because I have so many messages in my blocked messages and my voicemail that I didn't even know existed.
There's a bunch of blocked ones in there, yeah. You can manually block them as well.
Yeah, so like anything that's called that I've since blocked, it's a scam.
Yeah.
I have like 25 voicemails in my blocked calls from scammers.
I recently got a new phone number and a brand new, the iPhone like 11 or whatever it is. And now if they think it's a scam, it'll come up as scam likely. So that's automatically amazing. Know
Does
not
really?
To answer. Yep.
Mine doesn't say scam likely.
Mine doesn't either, but it might be because they're all blocked.
That's awesome. True.
And I don't get them yet.
And I know you can silence like numbers that you don't have in your phone, but sometimes I get calls from people in the state. Like, I work on the board for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, so sometimes I'll get a call from somebody in the state that I need to answer. So you get these scammers that call with a 262 or a 920 or a 414, and you're like, maybe it's someone for me. No, it's Laura with Student Services. Damn it. Oh, a 262 number. Maybe it's someone important. No, it's Frederico, and he's trying to find out if I need a new warranty on my car.
Oh my God.
No, I don't need a warranty on my car.
He's answering.
I don't answer
it. Do you think they send it to other scammers?
These are voicemails that I'm getting, though.
You said you answer them. You started by saying you answer your phone because you have work to do and there might be people calling.
Sometimes I do.
Like, screw that.
Sometimes
I
don't.
Leave a message.
Yeah, if you need a
voicemail, check.
It's always the auto warranty department. It's the student loan department, or it's some sort of like a health insurance place trying to give me health care because my health benefits are up soon. These are all voicemails that I get from these people.
Man.
And they sound like real people, too. They're convincing. It's like,
it's crazy.
Hey, it's Todd from the services department. I know we talked last week, but I just wanted to make sure that I got your information about this new up-and-coming health insurance plan. And I was like,
Riggs,
Todd?
But maybe,
you ever talk to Todd?
Maybe it's a plug. Maybe it's someone actually trying to help you with great health insurance.
I'm just saying. Voicemails. No. There's a whole plethora of them I never see. Turn to the blocked, man. That's crazy.
I have the blocked ones, yes.
Whoa.
But they keep coming.
Then
so
keep
many.
Blocking them.
I know, but it gets annoying.
You're just
welcome to life.
Up. Yeah.
71037. Does this happen to you all the damn time? These damn people won't leave you alone. My student loans are paid off. Leave me alone for Christ.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs. And Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I'm not alone in this. I get so many damn scam calls multiple times a day. Most of them I just let go to voicemail, but sometimes I answer them thinking it might be somebody local. And yes, Allie mentioned off the air, I may be torturing myself.
I feel like you're doing it to yourself by answering these calls at all.
Yeah.
No, because I'll pick it up and I'm like, ah, damn it, it's Brenda from Student Services. I don't need to talk to her again.
Thought of picking up the phone when anyone I know, even people I know call, makes me cringe.
Someone texted into 71037. She said, my grandma gets calls saying that her grandchild is in trouble and needs her to send $1,000. My grandma has 37 grandchildren.
Oh!
So when she asked which grandchild, they guessed the correct name. My grandma almost sent them $1,000.
Oh my God.
They must scam this woman's grandma.
Jeez. God. Jinx. Jinx. Double jinx.
Somebody else said I'm getting scam calls from people trying to buy my home in Arizona that I don't even own.
Ugh.
Like, they take some... They're getting ballsy on these calls, man. Good morning, Kiss FM.
Yes, constantly. They even say steakhouse on them.
Steakhouse.
Weird names, like the weirdest names, like Bruce Brisely. I don't even know anymore.
What?
Bruce Brisely from a steakhouse? What are you talking about, a steakhouse? What is this scam?
Do you answer these, or I don't...
Well, yeah, I'll answer them.
You do? That's the first problem with all you people.
Hey, look,
well,
some of us...
I don't even know who they are. Like, I'm thinking I'm getting an actual phone call, and it's... Not.
It looks like an actual phone call.
I don't know equals never picking up. You cannot convince me. That's wild.
I'm terrified the one time I don't answer it, it's one of you guys like in distress from someone's phone that I don't know.
I would
and you need help.
You.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fair enough. You would never call me.
No, even if I was dying.
Right.
Fact.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess until that, just my blocked call list is just going to keep growing and growing and growing.
Blocked.
Because it sucks because then they call from a different number. So block that number, they call from a different number.
And then they go, oh, he picked up.
Then I block that one.
Numbers that actually pick up.
Then I block that one too. Block them all.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Show number 842 is in the books. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about our friend Gibbons here.
Oh,
Allie.
Yeah? What'd you learn?
I learned that when Gibbons is on the breakup and he's on the bounce back, he needs help from not only his man friends, but his woman friends as well. He's got a lady friend from back in Jersey coming to visit today.
Yep. She's in town for work and she hit me up last weekend and was like, I'm coming into town on Tuesday. I have like a couple hours to kick it. Let's hang out. So we're going to hang out today. I'm very excited. I haven't seen her in years.
But you don't have to like occupy her for several days with like a thing. Oh, she's got other things to do.
They're in town meetup, man. That's like a lunch.
Exactly.
Like, see you for a couple hours. Nice. Catch up. Bye.
Yeah. Very
excited. That'll be perfect. Little juice from home. That'll be good. Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that I will never understand Riggs because once a month he goes off about scam calls, yet he continues to answer them.
Yep.
And entertain the people on the other line and not block them.
Yep.
So Riggs says he hates scam calls, but I'm convinced we talk about him way too much,
man.
And he continues to answer them. He loves them.
I'm a masochist.
I rest my case.
I also like being tied up.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
All right,
that's
Riggs.
That's a lie. You're a missionary guy. We've already talked about this.
That's true.
And I've talked about this. Sex is sex. I don't care. I get it. Man. I get it when I get it, how I get it. Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that while we've known for years that Allie is hashtag the world's okayest mom, she now has a new title.
Thank you.
Hashtag world's okayest girlfriend. Now, what did you at with your dream for Pottery Guy's birthday cake? What did you want on this cake?
I was going to make a cake from scratch.
Yep.
And making an ice fishing cake. I was going to find the little ice fishing guys somewhere. Ooh. I was going to go to Sherpa's or Cabela's, and somebody's going to have a little ice fishing man I can put on top of a cake.
Yeah. And what did you wind up with?
A Walmart cookie, not the big one, the little one, with a little bit of icing and no writing on it. And I did buy two candles that said 3 and 9 for $39. That is about it.
Hashtag world's okayest girlfriend.
I mean, it went from baking a homemade cake with ice fishers on it to a Walmart cookie with no writing. I think I'm winning.
The bitch went from Betty Crocker to Betty White. I don't understand how that happened. Sure. I don't understand how it happened.
Catch up with the show. Get it at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 842. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. More Disney on Ice tickets. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.